Drummer for the Treme Brass Band, Benny Jones, grew up around the corner from James Black.
Ever since I knew him, he was always a guy that had plenty of energy, and he was always into the music and things. And he was a real nice guy. Well, I always knew him by playing drums and things, because I always see him with the stick. Sometimes my parents, he'd be sitting on the porch practicing with the sticks and things.
Musician and attorney Richwell Eisen also grew up near James, and they've talked about music all the time.
We always would go by James' house. My uncle is Porgy Jones. He would bring me over to James' house to get a haircut, because James was multifaceted, if you can use that word, with human beings. James played piano, drums, trumpet. And he also was an excellent barber because his grandmother was a beautician. So James would cut my hair. And the hippest thing about that was the average barbershop, you hear a lot of chat about this. But when you were at James's place, it was only music.
Saxophonist and instructor Edward Kidd Jordan knew Black at Clark High School, where he played in many musical ensembles.
He was playing in a marching band. He was listening to jazz, bebop band, and playing rhythm and blues. But you knew that he was determined to get into it from that standpoint and from the creative standpoint, too. Even then, before he was writing songs, he was into trying to see how songs develop and what cats was doing beyond what some of the rest of them was doing. Now, at that school, the emphasis wasn't on jazz, you know, but the emphasis was on marching band and concert band.
Drummer Herb Taylor was in the Clark marching band with Black.
Well, I first met James in J.S. Clark's high school band in 1953. At the time, he was first trumpet player. Our initial meeting, well, just as band members, a lot of fun. Then it got kind of competitive because he wanted to play drums. And he was coming into my area, so to speak. But I shared a few little things with him as far as rudiments. And so he always kind of held me in a little esteem in terms of my ability to play.
Well, I think he started playing the drums.
Porgy Jones.
While he was in high school. He didn't have drums. He was playing boxes. He wear one box out and play another box. He go to the store, no, that box is not right. But he practiced every day.
Though only a teen, Black was beginning to write some of the compositions that he became known for. One of them, Monkey Puzzle, has several stories behind it. Richwell Eisen remembers where James got that name.
I grew up in an area out in the quarter that was called the Monkey Puzzle. In that area, James wrote a tune about it. The neighborhood is a mixture of Treme and the French Quarters, you know, Dauphine, Burgundy, Governor Nicholas and Ursuline in that area. That's where we would be. It's where houses intersected, and you could go from one yard to the other using fences to go across, or you could just jump fences. And that's where that whole monkey puzzle thing came from.
Herb Taylor explains another inspiration for Monkey Puzzle.
The Monkey Puzzle is this device on the playground, and the kids crawl up of it. It's like a dome-shaped configuration of metal, and you can just kind of climb on it. You could even swing on it.
In 1958, James went off to college to study music at Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He was playing both drums and trumpet. Richwell Eisen had also come there from New Orleans to study law.
I ran into on the yard, Southern University of Baton Rouge. One would be led to believe that he was that good of a student because I knew he could do anything he wanted. I figured that he was going to be a professional musician, which he was. In between those times, back and forth in the school, he was playing with some of the names out there, and he was respected as a player.
While at Southern, Black continued composing, writing his most famous tune, the standard Magnolia Triangle. Again, there are several stories behind Magnolia Triangle. Porgy Jones says it was inspired by New Orleans.
The Magnolia Triangle, that was named after Magnolia Street. I think the Southern things came slightly after them.
Saxophonist Reggie Houston, who attended Southern just before Black left there, thinks that the university supplied James with the idea for Magnolia Triangle.
When James was a student at Southern, the girls' dormitory section is across this big ravine that's got a big bridge. You know, those lovers stop on the bridge when you're walking your girlfriend to this complex. The complex is called the Magnolia Triangle. So the Magnolia Triangle was a tribute to the girl dormitory at Southern University. And that's where you used to go and spoon and hang out and pick up your little dates and stuff like that.
Houston recalls that Black was not satisfied at the time with his studies at Southern.
The cat couldn't play his music in the environment. And Southern did not nurture creative thought at that time, which for Black wasn't a particularly good experience at Southern during the time he was there. We were being trained to embrace European classical music. At Southern University, if you get caught practicing a blues scale and you're on a scholarship, you could lose your scholarship.